Now, back we go. Allianz Stadium, the scene of a great rugby league game tomorrow night, the Roosters and South Sydney. As I said, I called the first game there a long, long time ago, back in 1988. I called my second grand final there in 1988, having called my first grand final 87 at the SCG. State of Origin games. I can remember Michael O'Connor in driving rain kicking a goal from the Western touchline towards the southern goalpost, the Randwick end of the ground. But I remember particularly 1992, 1993, and of course we get to 1994. May 23rd, in fact, it was. New South Wales had won the series in 92-93. And again, it was the New South Wales Blues leading the Maroons by 12 points to 4. A very much younger Mark Coyne, who was a Dragons player and was on the bench for Queensland, he came off the bench with about 7 to go. He was on the right wing for only 2 minutes. He passed the ball to Willie Kahn, who scored a try that was converted. Then with just 1 minute to go, this happened.
New South Wales lead by 12-10. 1 minute and 21 seconds to go. They've got 5 tackles to cut. The ball 70 metres. Meninga around the corner and over the top it goes to Coyne. He danced away from 1-2 and dragged down 10 short of halfway. Still 60 metres to negotiate. Plays the ball back to Meninga. New South Wales offside. Langer to Kevin Walters. Then the ball goes to Kahn. Kahn looking to get the pass away. Reynolds plucks it out of the sky. He goes down the touchline. Away from Barnhill. The ball to Hancock. Hancock only 30. The pass to Darren Smith. Smith inside the corner. The ball to Langer. Langer's only aiming out. The pass to Meninga. Meninga for the line. Back to Coyne. Coyne's in. Try. Queensland has won. They scored a try. 14-12 with a kick to come. I can't believe it. They scored a try.
Yes, they grab victory out of the jaws of defeat. Queensland has had many times in State of Origin. That was an incredible try. And Mark Coyne, still a mate to this very day, and saved Queensland like many other great Queenslanders did on that particular night at what was then the Sydney Football Stadium and is now Allianz Stadium.